This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
So tell me about, you focus on helping motivated but wary people. Define wary for me in the sense that you're talking about.
Well, all right. So a lot of your listeners are probably just like me, whether you're in a business context as an employee, or whether you own a business, or whether you're just straight entrepreneur trying different things. You go into those things with a lot of energy and a lot of zeal and excitement and stuff. And then, you look back and you say, why am I still pedaling? And I'm not, I feel like I'm going up against, up the hill against the wind and all that. And, at some point you kind of hit the wall. And for me, I've had several different entrepreneurial ventures. And, a lot of times I found myself just, I'm not giving up, but I'm not as motivated as I was, because it's, you get beat up a bit. So I know there's a lot of folks out there who, jump into things initially and are all excited, but, it's going to come where you get kind of worn down by trying to keep the thing moving.
Yeah, right. And that, I'll tell you from personal experience myself too, is even when something's running successful, your motivations can change and you get more comfortable. And even then you can start to get wary. It's not just for those that are doing the grind, trying to get something off the ground.
Correct. And so for me, part of it, I sort of have dual goals with the website. One of them is just to encourage and to some degree say inspire people to keep moving. Part of it is just wanting people to read the content and go, oh, you get it. You get it. You get the fact that, this is how I'm feeling right now, and this is why I'm, feeling the way I'm feeling, and that kind of stuff. So that's part of it. And then the other part is just teaching them a lot of really cool stuff that'll help them. My little slogan is, finding the shortest, surest path to the summit of success. And I kind of look at myself like one of the terms I've been using of late for myself is I'm kind of like the investigating Sherpa. So a Sherpa, as many of your audience know, is somebody who kind of helps Sir Edmund Hillary up Mount Everest. They've been on the mountain several times before, but they know things like, don't go too close to that edge because it'll drop off. And so for me, I'm basically, maybe on the mountain, but I'm investigating a lot of interesting things that I'm learning from people ahead of me, as well as research on things that you can do differently to overcome certain things, or just stay out of the pits, because there's a ton of pits out there just morasses and quicksand and all that kind of stuff. And you just don't see it until suddenly it's too late.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.